Okay, today we're going to learn Beitza Daf Vav Amir Aleph. Vav Amir Aleph of Maseches Beitza. We're holding right at the very top of the page on Daf Vav Amir Aleph. So says the Gemara. Amar Rava. Rava tells us the following. Meis B'Yom Tov Rishon. If you have a dead body, someone who needs burial, and it's the first day of Yantiv, Yis Asku Bo Amimim. You're allowed to involve non-Jews to be involved in the burial, as long as a Jew doesn't do the actual burial. Normally, anything a Jew is not allowed to do, it's Asur to tell a non-Jew to do. That's Amir La'akum. It's Nisr D'Rabbanan. But over here, for the sake of the Kavod HaMeis, for the honor of the dead body, for the honor of the deceased, we're going to allow Amir La'akum. But Meis B'Yom Tov Sheni, if there's a dead body on the second day of Yom Tov, Yis Asku Bo Yisrael, then even a Jew is allowed to be doing the burying. V'afil B'Shei Yom Tov Shlosh Shana, and that din of Yom Tov Sheni is true even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, where you might have said the second day of Rosh Hashanah is more strict than normal second day of Yantiv, like we've been discussing. Nevertheless, Kavod HaMeis is such an important factor that you're even allowed to allow a Jew to do the burial of the dead body on the second day of Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. However, that's only true for a dead body. Masha ein kein ba beitza. The halacha is a beitza that's nolad on Yom Tov cannot be eaten. When it's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, if the egg was laid on the first day, you're allowed to eat it on the second day. Because Minat Torah, really only one day is Kadosh. It's just that the Shluchei Bezin didn't get to wherever they had to get to. So one of those days is definitely Chol. So Mimanafshach, you're allowed to have the beitza on one of those days. But that's only by regular Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. When it comes to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, like we've been explaining, it's Kedusha Arichta. Midrabanan, we view it as one long day of Kedusha. And therefore, a Beitza that's nolad on one day of Yom Tov cannot even be eaten on the next day of Yom Tov, because it's considered the same day. Nardai Amri, but Nardai disagrees. Nardai say, Afba Beitza. We can even be mekel on eating the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah if the egg was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It's like any other Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. Only one of the days is actually Yom Tov. The second day is only due to a Safek, and that's true by Rosh Hashanah as well. Because why would you ask for the second day of Rosh Hashanah for the egg? Dilma ma'abri le'le elul. What's the concern that maybe the edim of the chodesh came on the first day after mincha, and because of that they were not mekabel the redus, and they made elul a long month, even though really it should have been a short month, so they were not mekadish the chodesh until the second day. So it turns out that in that situation, both the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the 30th day of Elul, and the next day are Kedusha Vadai, are definitely Kadosh, Midrabanan. So that's why it's considered a Yom Arichta. So you want to say that because it's Kedusha Achas, the egg should remain Aser? But Ha'amar Rav Chinna Bar Kana Marav, Mimo says of Eilech Lo Matzinu Elul Me'ubar. Even though they made a Takana not to accept Edim after Mincha, we never had such a thing. They were always Mekadesh Chodesh Tishrei on the 30th day of Elul. It always worked out. It never happened that it was actually delayed. So you have nothing to be concerned about. Amr Marzutra, so the Gemara goes back to Rava, who spoke about burying someone on Yom Tov Sheni. So Amr Marzutra, lo amaran, ella d'ishtahi. This idea that on Yom Tov Sheni a Jew is allowed to do the burial, that's only if the dead body is going to be out for a long time, and it might start to spoil, to rot, and it's going to be very debasing, degrading. Aval lo ishtahi, but if it's not going to be a long time, mashin anlay, so then you wait till after Yom Tov is over, and then you'll do the burial after Yom Tov. Ravashi Amr Af, even if it's not going to be a long period of time, Nami lo mashin anlay, you also don't wait until the next day. Rather, you bury him that day. My taima Yom Tov Sheni the gabe meis kechol shavu rabbanan, that Yom Tov Sheni with regard to a dead body we treat like a total weekday. So you don't have to think about, is it worth it? Is it not worth it? Can we wait? Can it not wait? No, you treat it like a weekday as far as a dead body is concerned, and a Jew is allowed to be involved in the kavura. And not only that, afilu megaz leglima, even to cut a shroud for him, ulamegas le'asa, and to cut a hadas in order to put on the mace for the covenant of the mace, you're allowed to do all of that in Yom Tov Sheni. Amar Avina v'idna di'ika chabari, he says, nowadays that we have other nations around us, we live amongst the people of Paras, who are called Chabari, we don't bury the dead on the second day of Yom Tov anymore, because they would force Klal Yisrael, if they saw the Jewish people were doing this, then they would force Chayshin, and we're worried that they would force Klal Yisrael to do other work as well on Yom Tov Sheni. They would just say, ah, apparently you don't take Yom Tov Sheni so seriously, and we have to be Choshesh. Ravina v'yasef kamed Ravashi b'shnei Yom Tov Shor Hashanah. Ravina was sitting in front of Ravashi on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Chazidava Atziv, and Ravina saw that on the first day Ravashi was sad. Amrle amay Atziv, Amar, why are you sad? Amrle, Ravashi says, I'm sad because I didn't set up an Erev Tavshilin, and that year Shabbos was going to be right after Rosh Hashanah, meaning Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday, and the only way to cook for Shabbos would be to cook on Yontif, but I didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, so I'm not able to cook for Shabbos. So he said, well, why don't you do it right now? It's still the first day of Yontif, it's still the first day of Rosh Hashanah, so you're still able to make an Erev Tavshilin in the following way. Milo Amar Rava, didn't Rava teach Maniach Adam Erev Tavshilin Yom Tov L'Chavero Umasne, that you're allowed to make an Erev Tavshilin on the first day of Yantiv for the next day of Yantiv with a Tanai? And the way the Tanai would work is you say, look, only one of these days is actually Yantiv. The other day is Chol. So if today is Chol, then I'm right on time for my Erev Tavshilin. I'm making the Erev Tavshilin at exactly the right day. And if today is really Yantiv, that means, meaning today, Thursday, is really Yantiv, then Friday is Chol. And on Chol, I'm certainly allowed to cook for Shabbos. So my Erev won't mean anything because it's already Yontif today, but you're allowed to cook for Shabbos on Chol. So Miman of Shuch, I should be okay. And that way you could set up an Erev Tavshilin. No, where does Rava say that that's an appropriate solution? That's when you're dealing with Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. B'shnei Yom Tov Shel Hashanah Mi'amar, do we ever say such a thing when dealing with Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah? That's considered a Kedusha Achas, so you can't make such a Tanai. I frak the Gemara, Ravina said to him, V'amin Nardai Af Beitza Muteres, but didn't Nardai say that even the egg is okay on the second day, meaning that you treat it mamish just like a regular Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios? Amalei Rav Amalei Rav Mordechai was a Talmud Rav Ashi, said to Ravina, you can't ask from the Nahar Dai, because Beferish Amalei Mar, Rav Ashi said to me explicitly, that he doesn't hold like the Nahar Dai. He holds like Rav and Shmuel, that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are actually Kedusha Achas, and that's why he doesn't want to make an Eruv with such a Tanai. Itmar, Efroach, Shinol, B'Yom Tov, you have a chick that hatches on Yom Tov, Rav, Amar, Aser, Rav says it's Aser to eat that day, Yishmol, V'Tem, Rabbi Yochan, Amar, Mutter, that it's Mutter that day, so the Gemara explains the logic of each one. Rav, Amar, Aser, Muktzahu, Rav says it's Aser because when that day started, when Yom Tov started, it was before it had hatched, so it was Aser as a Sheretz, and it's therefore Muktzah, Yishmol, V'Tem, Rabbi Yochan, Amar, Mutter, Holomat, Ratzim, B'Shchita, before it's hatched, if they would have broken open the egg and taken out the chick, it would have been asumishum sheretz, but migo that through its leda it now becomes mutter, it's now no longer a sheretz, you could say that also through its leda it now no longer becomes muktza, meaning in a chinami it had the status of muktza, but it also had the status of a sheretz when Yom Tov started. It clearly lost the status of the sheretz as soon as it hatched, so maybe when it hatches it loses the status of muktza as well. Amalei Rav Kana Ravasi l'Rav. So Rav Kana Ravasi said to Rav, V'chima ben ze le'egel shenole b'Yom Tov. What's the difference between this chick that was hatched on Yom Tov, where Ya'asim Yishum Muktzah, and an egel that's nolad on Yom Tov, where the Brisa is going to say that it's mutter on Yom Tov according to everybody? So Amalehu, Rav says no, because an egel that's born on Yom Tov is not Muktzah, ho'ol u'mucha nagavima b'shchita. Because if you were to shecht the mother while the baby is inside of the mother, the baby would also become mutter ba'achila. So it's not considered mukta. The baby, the fetus inside the mother, a cow, is considered to be muchan la'achila. It actually is worthy and able to be used for food even when Yom Tov started. As opposed to the chick that hasn't hatched from its egg yet, when Yom Tov starts, it's inside the egg, it's a sheretz. So umabein zeh le'egel shenol min ha'treifa. Okay, but what if the mother of the calf was a treifa? So then the baby was not ra'ui to be eaten. Shasag Rav. Rav had nothing to respond to that. Amar Rav Avitim Rav Yosef. My time is Shasag Rav. Why did Rav have nothing to respond? Lemelahu. Rav should have responded that even an egel that's born from a treifa is not mukta, because hol muchan agavim aluklavin. Since already on Erev Yom Tov, before it was born, it could have been used to feed to dogs while it was alive, as opposed to an afroach that's born in Yom Tov before it's hatched, it's not roi for anything. So because even dogs wouldn't eat it, so it's not roi for shechita either. So therefore, it's aser in Yom Tov because of the aser nolad. So Amle Abaye said back to Rabba that Rav couldn't have given that answer. That answer would not have worked for Rav, because the hachana, agav, the mother, for dogs, is not considered something that would take away its muksa status. The fact that it could have been fed to dogs doesn't take away its muksa status. Hashto muchan la'adam, lo'ave muchan l'klavim. According to the opinion that something that's that holds an isra muksa, something that's already designated an erev Shabbos for people to eat, and now becomes dog food, we don't say that included in that hachana is that it should be able to be used for dog food, and it in fact becomes muktza. So kal v'chomer in the other direction, that muktza, that muchan l'klavim is not considered muchan la'adam. Titnan, how do I know that which is muchan la'adam is not muchan l'klavim? Because it says in the Mishnah, mechadchin es haduluin lefnei ha-behema v'sanevela lefnei ha-klavim. You're allowed to cut on Shabbos gourds in front of an animal, and we don't say that it's an unnecessary tircha, and you're allowed to cut up a piece of nevela in front of dogs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but Rabbi Yehuda says, im lo haisa nevela me'erev Shabbos. If that animal was not a nevela already when Shabbos started, it just became a nevela on Shabbos, asura, then it's asur, lefi she'ena min ha-muchan, because it's not considered muchan from Erev Shabbos ben ha-shmashos for dog food. It was omeid to be eaten by people when Shabbos started, and therefore it's muktza with regard to dog food. So now, if muchan le'adam is not considered muchan le'klavim, muchan l'klavim have muchan l'adam? Do you think something that's muchan l'klavim is considered to be muchan l'adam? Certainly not. An egel that's born from a treifa is not muchan. And that's why Rav was shasak. That's why Rav was quiet and he didn't respond anything to what Rav Kahn and Rav Asi asked, how an egel that's mutter, how an egel that's born in Yom Tov could possibly be mutter. Because after all, shouldn't it in fact be muktzah? So we'll get to how Rabba responds, Be'ezras Hashem, in the next shiur.